Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Ash?
This is.
This is Mimi. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good, thank you. I'm calling you back in regards to the home care services. I see that you had reached out to us last night.
Yes.
Okay. Are you available now to talk for a few minutes?
Yeah, I'm driving.
Okay. Awesome. So you were looking for the home care services for your grandfather?
No, my mom.
Your mom? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. All right.
How do I get paid to take care of her, basically?
I'm sorry?
How do I get paid to take care of her? How do I do that?
So is she on Medicaid?
One of those, Medicaid, something like that, yeah.
Okay, let me look it up for you, and I'll be happy to help you out with the process.
Great.
Which county does she live in?
Fox.
Perfect. Okay, one second. How's your morning going?
Not bad. How about you?
Going good. Thank God. Can't complain. All right. Okay.
So it was like different by counties?
I'm sorry?
Is it a different process for each county?
Sometimes. Sometimes we don't accept that county. Yeah. But Bucks County we do service. Okay, so let me see. What's your mother's first and last name?
Johanna. Johanna.
Okay.
Johanna. Johanna.
Okay. And last name?
Last name, Tradewell. Tradewell. Tradewell.
So, it's a G as in good, R Robert?
No, trade, like the word trade.
T-R-A-D. Oh, T. Trade.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Trade,
got
Tradewell.
Perfect. And what's her date of birth?
December 1, 1944.
Okay, perfect. Let me look her up in the system to see if she's on Medicaid. What's her home address?
385 Creek Road, Doylestown.
Okay, perfect.
Everything's just perfect today, isn't it?
Yeah, when it's quiet, it's amazing.
It's a lot better quiet. You're right.
A nice quiet morning. What can be better?
Nothing.
Yeah. All right. I'm just looking her up in the system. Second. Did you already go through any sign up process for her, or this is your first time?
No. Calling? It's the first time.
Okay. So you said her date of birth is 12/1/1944?
Yes.
And her first name is Johanna? Last name is T as in Tom, R as in Robert, A, D as in dog, E, W, E, L, L?
Yes.
I'm not sure why, but it didn't come up here. Do you know maybe her social security number? I can try to look it up with that.
No, I don't know that.
Okay. Do you know if she's 100% on Medicaid, or you think so?
I don't know if it's Medicare or Medicaid. I'm not sure which one's which.
So Medicaid would pay for the services, for the home care services. But if she's not on Medicaid, we can help her out with the process.
So if she's on Medicare, it doesn't work?
Medicare, no, unless you guys want to pay out of pocket for the services.
Well, that would be counterproductive.
Yeah, you want to do that? I don't think so, right?
No, I want to get paid to take care of her.
Exactly. Yeah, so let me see. What's your name again?
My name?
Yes.
Ash, A-S-H.
Okay, perfect. Do you have another phone number to reach you, just in case I can't reach
this one? This is a one and only number.
Got it. Does your mother have a phone number?
No, she just used my phone.
Okay, no problem. So let me speak to my intake team. I'm gonna have them reach out to you soon, and they'll help you out with the process. If she needs Medicaid, then we can help her out with the process. If not, maybe if you have some time soon to get the, either if she is on Medicaid, then she would have a Medicaid number or her social security number, so we can look it up through her social security number.
But
in the meantime, I'll have my intake team give you a call soon and we'll help you.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Amazing. Of course, no problem. We'll be in touch then. Hope you have a great day.
You too. Hope you have an amazing day.
Thank you. Be well.
Be definitely.
Bye.